Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we get right into the pulse of autonomous systems reshaping modern revenue organizations. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis, and whether you're tuning in, sipping coffee, or hustling between meetings, let's lock in for 6 minutes on the biggest inflection point in revenue right now, what it means when agents, not humans, start owning throughput in your org. Let's set the stage. For years, AI in sales meant giving reps better tools. AI wrote a few emails, scored a lead, nudged a follow-up. That era is over. The news this week, the headline is no longer AI helps sellers. It's that autonomous agents are directly deciding, acting, observing outcomes, and iterating across the funnel. And that simple shift has massive consequences. Your constraint is no longer headcount or a playbook library. It's throughput governance. What do you let your machines do? Where do you still insert human judgment? And how do you trace precisely who or what produced value in your pipeline? Let's talk real-world signals. Salesforce's new state of sales, analyzed by Futurum, makes it official. Agent capacity is now a peer-to-rep capacity. Sales orgs aren't just people-powered. They are mixed labor systems, humans plus autonomous workers, with a new cost structure and new failure modes. The real center of workflow gravity, it's not the rep's inbox, it's in the orchestration layer, routing permissions and closed feedback loops that constantly learn and improve. RevOps leaders who can instrument and optimize that new agent layer, they gain outsized influence and career upside. Same for revenue leaders who can move from territory management to throughput management. But if your CRM hygiene or your process clarity are shaky, beware. Agents will amplify your system's strengths and its flaws tenfold at machine speed. Next, let's go deeper into the revenue layer. Juniper Research is calling it conversational AI agents aren't just automating FAQ. They're going deep into personalized, transactional, monetizable interactions. This isn't about replacing a chatbot. It's about adding a new distribution surface, autonomous interfaces that interact, gather information, move prospects through the journey, all inside digital experiences, not just through human touch points. Ask yourself, are your marketing and growth leaders harnessing first-party data, fueling personalization, and embedding agentic conversations directly into workflows? If not, you're leaving money and market share on the table. Here's the risk. SDR orgs and teams with fragmented customer data are suddenly exposed to obsolescence if they can't prove incremental lift over an autonomous front door. But there's a reality check. Deloitte, in their predictions, reminds us the biggest bottleneck for agentic scaling is not just model capability, it's enterprise readiness, integration reliability, governance, risk management. The agent transition will be uneven, hybrid by necessity. You'll need to decide explicitly what's safe to delegate to agents and what must remain a human call. That means building agent-ready infrastructure, clean data, stable APIs, policy graphs for delegated decisions, and clear accountability for every agentic move. Think policy, not just platform. Who gets leverage? Leaders who design for hybrid autonomy, both in technology and in culture, those treating agent rollout like a software feature drop, buying licenses and calling it a day, will stall, or worse, risk brand and compliance incidents. Shifting gears, a powerful insight this week from Highspot, GTM is moving from static playbooks to continuous real-time decisioning. Why? Because enablement content is a limiting artifact of human bandwidth. Agents create the possibility of true on-the-fly strategy recomposition, a living learning GTM system. For enablement and product marketing, this means stop thinking of content as assets and instead treat it as variables in an optimization loop dictated as much by machine sense as by human wisdom. This is where content, claims, compliance, and positioning are no longer just guidelines. They are guardrails enforced at machine speed. If your team is still running quarterly enablement pushes and anecdotal what works, you're about to get leapfrogged, and then the category lines are moving. Zoom Info frames it. AI SDR isn't an experiment, it's a budget line. Now, finance and procurement can underwrite full cycle agentic qualification and outreach. This is when org charts bend. The SDR function isn't about humans on the top of the funnel anymore. It's a throughput function fulfilled by agents, people, or a blend. The key workflow question is the contract. When does the agent hand off to the human and at what standard? For leaders, the new game is not how much activity you generate, because machines can create that at zero marginal cost, but how tightly you define qualified acceptance criteria and the human agent feedback loop. Are you managing on outcomes and quality, or just counting touch points and calls? Because if it's the latter, your management radar just stopped working. Architecturally, org charts are evolving from rigid role stacks to throughput systems with explicit allocations of autonomy. RevOps isn't about reporting anymore, it's about designing policy, instrumenting systems, and handling exceptions. SDR teams, where they still exist, will focus more on targeting logic, signal curation, and quality assurance, not raw execution. Forecasting must change too. If agents generate opportunities, you need to segment agent-attributed, human-attributed, and hybrid pipeline. Otherwise, you risk misreading your real coverage and underdiagnosing quality failures. Let's get practical. Here's your field test. If you're a CRO, build an agent throughput pod for a month. Take one RevOps leader, a senior AE, and a marketing ops owner. Let agents run the full top of funnel, research, outreach, qualification under codified rules. Humans only step in for exceptions and final acceptances. Write down what qualified means. Track every action. Publish a weekly scorecard, separating activity from quality and conversion. The goal is not just more activity. The goal is to prove that autonomy can generate predictable, auditable pipeline without tripping compliance or undermining brand at a scale and speed humans alone can't match. Here's the closing insight. The game isn't who uses more agents. It's who learns to govern autonomy as a revenue primitive, with clear policies, instrumentation, and accountability. The best revenue orgs will not be the ones with the most tools or biggest teams, but the ones with the cleanest, fastest, feedback-driven decision loops. Autonomy will reward those leaders who know how to redesign the work, not just automate old habits. That's today's brief. Audit your workflows, interrogate your attribution, pilot your own agent throughput pod, and get ready, because this isn't incremental change, it's a new revenue architecture. Thanks for being here on the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If today's episode sparked ideas, share it with your leaders, subscribe, and keep building the systems. Only the future ready can lead. Until next time, keep innovating, keep governing, and above all, keep your loops clean. This is Tim Cortinovis signing off.